everyone. This is Omar Fab, and you are watching Play On, life lessons from the field made just for you by BrightRock, the company that loves change just as much as they love rugby. As you can see, Cape Town has a lot of weather. We have raging winds, fog, blistering cold, horizontal rain, and that could all be in one day. So, if you live in Cape Town or if you are traveling here, it's a good idea to be well prepared. For example, my number one rule when you see the southeaster is coming, do not go outside in a frilly frock. Yeah, I really learned my lesson that day. I'm here at the HBC, you see I'm talking in code letters now, to learn a little bit more about rugby. On my mission to change from a no-nooks to a know-it-all, I have a meeting with a well-informed Nabib Levy, whose official title is Skills Coach and Performance Analyst for the DHL Stormers. Hi, Labib.
Hello.
Thank you so much for talking to me. I know that you're a very busy man, so let's cut to the chase. Tell me, how important is preparation in your game?
Preparation, I always say it's like you make a pot of food, okay? It's a vital ingredient in order to get a successful pot of food. If I use a context like a pot of biryani, you need rice, you need lentils, you need some water, you need spices. But I think preparation is probably the safran, which is a key ingredient in making a good pot of food. So it's vital.
Fantastic. I'm already getting a bit hungry. So tell me, do you have a special motto or slogan when you talk to the players about, you know, preparation, or will you be giving away secrets here?
No, it's not secrets. I think I always try and encourage the players to prepare in all aspects of the game, not only certain aspects. So I'm looking more holistically in terms of preparing for the meetings, preparing for the match, preparing physically, preparing to be a good teammate, as well as prepare rugby life outside of rugby, because it's all integrated in order for good preparation for a match or for their career. So they need to cover a lot of bases, prepare to come early to training, prepare to be good people at home, and it will help in the final product, because if they prepare in all aspects, they'll be in a good space. And that will ensure that they put the good performance out there.
Wow, yeah. So that makes a lot of sense. Hey, it's not just about playing rugby. It's like a whole philosophy around your life.
It's not only the technical part, which is the passing, the catching, the technical rugby. It's not only the physical of getting stronger, but it's also a psychological part to it, a mental part, being in a good space in order for them to be happy, because most of the time they spend is here with us.
Absolutely.
versus home, but what they do here will affect how they act at home, and if they act well at home or feel good at home, they'll come back here in a better space in order to perform better.
Okay, I think I want to come and work for you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
So tell me, do you map out a specific strategy for each and every game, or is like they're like a single strategy that you use for all the games?
Look, for the games, I like terminologies, or I have like a spine, you know, where you, there's certain things that you have to do on a daily, on an hourly, on a weekly basis. You have to do that, and you keep that pretty consistent. But based on your personnel, we have to change based on the personnel, because if someone can't do something well compared to other player, we have to adapt the plan around that, and also based on who you're playing against. So if our skill set is better, say, example, playing the ball wide, something which the opposition doesn't defend well, we change accordingly. So I have my core, we have our spine that we operate on, but tweak it based on who we have and also who we play against.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, rugby is such a fast-changing and an unpredictable game. I mean, when that ball just bounces all over the show, yeah. You know, so you really have to be able to adapt to that. So what is your philosophy about keeping up with sudden changes, not just on the field, but also in your personal life?
If you do what you did, you get what you got.
Yeah, yeah.
So change is like osmosis. It just happens. It is there, and you have to not even adapt. It just happens.
It just happens.
So I always I know we sometimes say you have to adapt to change, but you actually embrace a change, and the people that embrace it the quickest, they automatically adapt and get good performance out of the environment and the team.
Wow, that's a very good life lesson. I must definitely put it here in the back of my head.
Yeah.
So tell me, and what methods and tools do you use to assess the performance of the players?
In the old days, the coach would just look at the players or watch the game and look at training and make assessments based on gut.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, with technology, is quite it's quite high on the coach's toolbox. So there's a lot of video analysis that's being done. There's technology like physical technology like GPS monitoring how much output the players have, how many meters is covered per minute.
Is that what that little thing in the back is? I always wondered, what's my orbital kid on?
Yeah.
Okay, literally so it's measuring them.
Yeah, how much kilometers they cover on training and the output. So that's one way of doing it. But there's also technology like video analysis, which is a big part, how many tackles a player made, how many passes he's made, how many rucks he's cleaned. Etc.
So finally, Labib, what is the greatest life lesson that you've learned from coaching, analyzing, playing rugby?
There's been a few, but I think a big one is that you need to understand who you're dealing with. You need to understand what makes a player tick, and you need to find ways to want to make the player smile, make him feel happy, because when he leaves me, he's not necessarily going to know how, as a coach, what I taught him. Mm. Yes, he will say it's a good coach, he taught me this, but it's also how I made him feel and the experience that I gave him when he was with me.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge about strategy and, you know, how to get the best out of players. It's really been a privilege. Thank you so much for watching, rugby fans. You can catch me again next time on Play On, Life Lessons from the Field, made just for you by Brightrock, the company that loves rugby and change. Let's make Cape Town smile and keep loving change. Whoa! And always be prepared. Bye.